Medals for the upcoming 2025 Invictus Games have been unveiled. 462 total accolades will be presented at 167 ceremonies across 9 days of competition in Whistler and Vancouver to wounded, injured and sick service members from 23 nations. I'm hoping the legacy of these Winter Games will be that people remember the beauty of not just what it means to come together and to heal, but the beauty of this place that we live in because it's truly magical, said Levi Nelson, the Lilwat artist responsible for designing the medals, in a release. I think little bits of that can be seen in the medals. We are all connected through the heartbeat as one people in this universe. There's a reason we're all here at this exact moment and it's so much bigger than us. Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, added in the same press release, "Our Invictus Games are a celebration of the human spirit and we thank all four host First Nations artists for bringing this to life. This year's medals represent unity, courage, and victory. We come together as a global community to honor the extraordinary strength, resilience, and brilliance of our competitors and their families for all they have overcome and where they are today. For many, victory is simply reaching the start line and I, for one, am immensely proud of every single one of them." These awards feature elements of the 2025 Games visual identity as brought to life by Nelson, Mac Paul, Musqueam Nation, Ray Natroro, Squamish Nation, and Olivia George, Sail Wahtooth Nation. Each medal comes with a unique hand-knit or crocheted wool carrying bag made by fiber artists from the host First Nations. Today marks a moment of immense pride and honor as we reveal the Games medals. More than symbols of achievement, they represent resilience, courage, and the unbreakable spirit of all of our competitors. Every medalist will have a story of triumph, proving that strength lies both in the victory and the healing journey itself, said Games CEO Scott Moore. Click here for more information.